is looking better this
time. Safam v'netilat tzipornayim. How about trimming your mustache and cutting your nails? Is tanoi tani v'regel mutar u'ba'aval aser. So there's one Tana who holds that v'chol ha'moed it's mutar. He said that makes sense because it's liyafes and it's tzarech ha'moed, whereas ba'aval it's aser because adrab and aval doesn't need to look beautiful. Is tanoi tani v'regel aser ba'avel mutar. What about says the opposite? That Datka during the Advevut it's mutar, during the regular it's also. So, Mandyam of regal mutar, Hushiyesham regal. In other words, the meaning of the Brayta is that it's during the time of his Advevut. What it's saying is that if there was Advevus, Tok Shloshim of the regal, so then they were matir to cut in order Kadesh Shloshim, his regal to Minuvat. It's talking specifically about a case where there is a regel for the avel, so that they were matter the avel to be niflas since beforehand he couldn't cut. Whereas ba'avel aser, when it's talking about it for a normal avel, it's aser b'shein sham regel. And therefore, the two cases are different cases. If it's not samach l'regel, so then it's aser until after the shloshim. If it is samach l'regel, it's mutter for the regel. Uman the omar.
So this is finished as Shiva, and then there's a little bit of time, and then the regal starts. Is he allowed before the regal to?
Before the regal. We saw this already. We saw this in the Bible also 2 days ago.
So even
once the regal is coming to me, then in Hachana for the regal, you're allowed to do the things that are so true. Man yomer beregal asur. Man yomer beregal asur is talking about Mishigesham ha'arama, meaning that you could have taken them beforehand. Now you're saying, well, listen, my nails are so, you know, so unkempt, and my mustache is unkempt. That's called aroma. You should have done it earlier. When we say ba'avel mutar, so over there, since there is no aroma, because it's an avel, he wasn't able to change him aroma. So basically, it all works out. Rebchia Barashi b'shem Rav says no. You can even learn that there's a machlokas in these brises. And that they're not, you didn't have to work it out that they agree. And the klal is alocha kedivrei mishu hu mekel kan v'kan. One is allowed either b'mei avlo or b'mei chol ha'moed to cut nails and trim a mustache.
Not necessarily
Erev Shabbos? Not necessarily, right. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, the same Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi argues and holds, only alocha kedivrei mishu mekel b'ilchas av. So when it comes to the avelos, right. But it doesn't say this called by chol ha'moed, so why should we be matter? Rav Amar, Safam k'titinat tziponayim l'chol davar. It's mutter in under all circumstances, both b'mei moed and b'mei avlo, to be naitel, not only the fingernails, but also the mustache. Om Rabbi Yirmiyahu u'bilvad b'notot. When do we say it's mutter? This is only where you have hair that's sticking out over your lips. It's making it uncomfortable to eat or to drink. Things get stuck. Rav Yitzchak bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Chanina says Zug ba lifnei Rebbe to ask about safam and netilat ziponaim, and he dear lahem Rebbe. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Chanina says actually there were shnei zukot. One of them came from Amtan and one of them came from Meidad. One of them asked about safam. One of them asked about the Tilat Zipanayim, V'yitir lahem Rebbe, so that it's actually no contradiction to the story that we had. There were two separate stories.
So therefore we can also do a Kol Moed Pesach too, because even with the semi-avails of since Rabbi Kiva, that we have to...
You mean if you start the sphere?
Yeah.
Okay, Hada Reb Shmuel Bar Abba. Over the Maisa was Reb Shmuel Bar Abba, his sister was Nifta, Makata Chtin. Laviyati Mitzami Tafuye. He was sitting there and he was cutting his nail. Solak Reb Elazar Legabe Velokisita. Reb Elazar came to be Menachem. And he doesn't, he didn't cover up the nails out of, not wanting it to be known that he, that he cut it, and it was mizalza b'avelus, and he learned from it to be mizalza b'avelus. This is solak or nothing but abba legabe, But when Reb Nosson Bar Abba came to be Menachem Avel, then he covered it, so they shouldn't see that he had cut his nails. Omar Lay, so Reb Nosson Bar Abba said to him, how come you come here, Reb Elazar, lo kesetina? And I already heard from Reb Elazar that you're about to cut your nails. He didn't cover it. Mi kami, at mechasimon. When I come in, all of a sudden, you're pretending that you didn't cut your nails. Explain that. Omar Lay, so Reb Elazar said to him, what do you think? Matzavah, that's chaviv like Reb Elazar. You think that you're so close to me like Reb Elazar is, that I trust you, and so on. Reb Elazar knows that an Avos Mutter and a Tilos Tzivonayim. I didn't have any sense that he would be censorious about this issue or go spreading it around. But to somebody that he trusted, maybe. But for you, I covered it. And not everybody knows that an Avos Mutter. Maybe you'll think I'm being Mizalzal, or you'll come to be Mizalzal. And therefore, I didn't want you to see it. Boy, he tells it like it is, huh? Halacha beis ve'elu bechapsim b'moed. Abam imnatzni yamid betashvi ayotz betasurim menudah shetiru lo kachon v'chem mishin ishal lachok mvuta. Mitpachot ha'yadayim, mitpachot ha'saparim, mitpachot ha'sefag, v'chol ha'olim mitum l'tayra re'elu mutarim shakal adam asurim. Says the Gemara, Tony, b'nari nashim mutar lechapsam b'moed. The towels that they're not, actually towels, the robes, the balan, it's also balan, is the, you know, the washman in the public bath. So we put on these towel robes, like, give me out in the hotels, and that you're allowed to wash because it's used all the time for absorbing. It gets dirty, and there's no way to have enough to last you all through the moed. Truth is, hi balan rei nashim, hi balan rei nashim. There's no difference between a woman's bath towel and a man's bath towel. It'd be exactly what you mean, mutter. The bright is only discussing the norm. The norm is that women go all the time to the baths. Mahu balanarei nashim, rabbanan de kesarian amre, antainia. It's whatever this robe was called. Rabbi Avu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says in general that mishen lo chaluk echad for the same reason as mutal chapsa b'moy, because it gets dirty, and what are you supposed to do? Om Rabbi Yisbe Rabbi Bon, ubelachud trei diyei shalachad levashcha. When somebody who doesn't have, we're talking about over here, somebody who doesn't have to be machlif, except one, so that's considered to be the same. If he only has one bega to change into, then he has to take off one in order to get the other one ready. So you need to always have a change ready. Bon kamei Rabbi Yosei, how about bigdei ketanim? How about children's begadim? Don't they always get dirty? Marlon, Rabbi Yosef said, indeed they do. It says, a child's bag, it doesn't have to be mentioned. Because it's kibishen lela chaluk echad. It doesn't matter how many clothes you have. It's like you only have this to wear. Of course it's going to get dirty. Because they're constantly dirtying things. Bon kamei, they also asked in front of Rabbi Yosef. To Nina, and later on it says that in Korin it's also to tear the begonim on a mace. Below Chotzin, one is not allowed to, they used to do chalitza of the, like the Roman, you know, to uncover one shoulder during a levaya. Below Mavarim, which is the Suda Savora that they gave in the street, because all of these things, Elokrovav Shalmate, the relatives go, Betzina, they give him something. When the place where the Aval lives is small, and his Krovim want to come now to be Mavarehim, they can't all come into this little room, what would you say? Is it mutter for some of the relatives to stand outdoors while they're giving him this Suda over here? Or is it dafka that you're saying betzina means that if people are outside, it's already being mafarsin that something happened here? Omar lon Rabbi Yosef. So here, this Rabbi Yosef now. Omar lon yelon palga yomadeno palga lamocha. No. What should we do? Let half of the krovim come today for a suda, and half tomorrow. But certainly you can't come and stand outside and be mafarsin. Om Rabbi Mona, hand out its sphere into Mekala Lachamar for the Kula itself, this din of Avro, we thought now over here would be Mako, we ended up now being Machmer, that those that were outside have to come back again. The Mishnah is explained here as Mitbachot, here's the Saparim or Sefarim, in Mechapsim Otam B'mei Raglayim, this has to be only Sefarim, according to Yerushalmi. It's taking for granted that it's din in Kovod HaSefer, and therefore you can't use, they used to use as a strong stain remover, ammonia that they would make from having urine sit around, and then it became very useful as a cleanser. But since it's talking about Mitbachot HaSefarim, so you can't use it as the Kovod of Sifrei Kodesh, and avon mechapsimotam b'neter uborit b'nei hakavod. The mitbachot asfarim, because of the kovod, were matir to even use detergent. But something that's not derech kovod, you can't use. Yeah, so I mean, it's clear here that that's, Tosfos actually brings it in the Bible. But it's clear here that the Girsa, the way they read the Mishnah was, Mitbachot Sefarim, I mean, otherwise the whole
thing. Why would we clean them on Chol HaMoed
if got dirt?
If something happened.
Yeah. It's part of the Kovod HaSefer. It has to be bright and clean. Okay. So this
would be the next one.
If you don't mind, I'm ready.
It's short.
I'm ready. I don't. I just promised you that we don't skip, but I'm perfectly
happy. That's
okay. Halacha Gimel. ואלו קיסלם במאי קדושי נושם גיטים שרווים דייטי כמעטון הפרוסבל למילות שום מגלות מזון שטר חליץ המיונים שטר בירורים גזירות בדין ויגרות של רשות. So again, the Rambam explains יגרות של רשות as meaning יגרות שלום. So that, why not? Because why not? You have an opportunity, maybe somebody's going, someone will see, people get together, there's always people that come from L.A., send a letter back to L.A. with them, and so on.
So you write it with
Holomoid, because you yeah. Don't send it. So, right, others say, I mean, the refers even because, you know, you like to stay in touch, and you don't want people to be worried, and so on. So there's always reasons to send
them.
It's all together. It makes me feel good. It's having a part of my happiness. Says the Gemara, a divorce during Chol HaMoed? Veino Meitzar? I mean, isn't there like some tsar? Omer Rebbe Zeira, absolutely not. It's the happiest day of the year. Mikivan Shnatan, Atola Garesh, Veino Meitzar. Once he made up his mind, he's out. The faster the better.
Why do they say, why are divorces expensive? Is it worth it?
I guess in those days, it wasn't a long, drawn-out affair of a year or 2 years.
That's for sure. So what are that shovrim are imologim, which is the Greek for receipts. Yigrot shum refers dafka to shum hayetomim. You know, there is, if a balchov is collecting from yetomim, so over there we do a shuma in bezdin, you can't just do a regular collection. Yigrot mazon is referring to the mazonot of an almana. Shtare chalitza, which is to be matir, elohim shtare chalitza, and the whole sugya, this is also one of these Yerushalmi bringing in something from the middle of nowhere, this comes from the Yeromis, so etc. Taman amar de karvat kudmina, the way that they write it is like this, in Bava. Now, we don't do it exactly like this in here, but in Bava, the lashon of the shtar is so and so, this Yevama came to us, in front of us, and Visharet Sinami Lirig Loid Yemina, she took off this guy's right shoe, Virakat Kudmina, and in front of us, she spit Rukat Mitchazia Al Ara, that she spit that was noticeable now on the ground in front of him, the Amirat Kacha Yasela Isha Sherlo Yivnat Betachil, she read the Pasik properly in front of him, and signed by the Beit Din. What is a shtar miyunin? Elohim shtar miyunin. Lo ra'ayanale, she, this girl, does not like her husband. Lo shavinale, and she doesn't find him worthwhile. And Lo Tavino Insalanale, I have no desire to remain married to this guy. Signed by the Beit Din. Shtare Birurin, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, this is compromising. These are compromises, which are Shtare Pshara, that are where each side accepts that this will be their piece in the chaluk of the business, of the chaluk of the Yerusha. So a shtar compromising is shtar birurin. Zeborer lo echad. Now others learn the shtar birurin is specifically, now those who say this also in the Bavli, is specifically the zavla, shtar zavla, where each one compromises through accepting one of the dayanim, and then those two dayanim, each side chooses a dayan, Zeborer lo echad, the other one is borer lo echad, and those two dayanim are borer, so they have to now make it what we call arbitration, that you can't...
Binding arbitration.
It's binding arbitration. These binding arbitration are compromises. The arbitration is essentially a compromise in which I accept the way that this person will do the compromise for me. That's always a Zeborer lo echad. Gzerat Beit Din refers to Gzerei Adinim. That's talking about Gizrei. Gizrei is psak. It doesn't mean Gzera. It's to be Gozer, meaning to cut it clear, make it clear. So it's Piskei Halachos, basically. Shas Tshuvos that we print up. Igrot Shel Reshut refers to She'ilat Shalom, in which you're allowed to write, just, I'm doing fine, how are you? Which is the classical letter. How are you? Going to be great for months. How are you doing? I'm fine.
So it's
called a great shalom because that's the main thing.
So the phrase that it's a government thing.
Rashi in the Bavli and other Rishonim bring that it's Rishus means authority. Shiltai. Tosfos also brings both Rishonim, Tosfos says. Either Shiltai or Shtarishon. Okay, that's it. Good.
The voice of it is such a rough parade.